Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is in Washington today for his first face-to-face meeting with President Donald Trump. The two leaders are expected to discuss trade, a potentially thorny issue given Trump's criticism of the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. Trump has called for a renegotiation of that deal. The U.S., though, is Canada's biggest trading partner by far, and some Canadian executives say changes to that relationship could hurt major industries on both sides of the border. For more, we're joined now by Jen Skerritt, agricultural reporter with Bloomberg News. She's based in Winnipeg. Welcome, Jen.
Great. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, when President Trump talks about NAFTA, usually people presume that he is talking about U.S. trade with Mexico and slamming companies essentially that send jobs to Mexico. But help us understand, what does NAFTA mean, or how significant is it for Canada?
It's very significant. Canadians are very much intertwined with the U.S. economy and have been for the last 30 years since NAFTA was signed. So the U.S. is Canada's biggest trading partner. Pretty much all of Canada's oil goes to the States, and a lot of the manufacturing is really geared toward U.S. demand. So any change to NAFTA would definitely have a huge impact here in Canada.
Tell me a little bit more about that. I mean, how much of Canada's GDP, how many jobs, you know, what kind of volume of trade are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about $541 billion worth of trade. So, I mean, numerous sectors, autos, oil, those are big ones. But also, you know, metals, mining, kind of everything in between. So Canada's very hugely dependent on the U.S. economy, and vice versa. You know, some economists have pointed out that many jobs in the U.S. are also very dependent on free trade with Canada and Mexico, and there's probably about 5 million U.S. jobs that depend on NAFTA as well. So kind of goes both ways, but definitely Canada has very big ties here to the U.S.
Right. I mean, I'm seeing from your reporting that shipments from Canada to the United States account for more than 75% of Canada's total exports. So when President Trump talks about renegotiating or changing the terms of NAFTA, how does that go over in Canada?
Well, you know, Canadian executives have pointed out how key the U.S. is as a trading partner and just how important the bilateral ties really are. I guess what no one knows at this point is just, you know, what the terms of the renegotiation will look like. So some people have said, you know, it could be positive for some companies that maybe, like oil companies, that President Trump has been positive on things like the Keystone XL, and obviously much of Canada's oil, most of it goes to the U.S. So they're thinking that on the energy front, there could be some positive there. But definitely on the manufacturing side, you know, automakers, for example, have pointed out, you know, this is going to raise the price of vehicles if barriers are erected and that trade can't flow as easily as it could before.
Because there's something like just under $90 billion of motor vehicle and other transportation Canadian exports to the United States every year?
It's huge. For example, I think just automakers and oil and gas producers together last year generated about $60 billion in shipments. So that's huge. It's a huge number. And basically any cost or additional tax or a tariff on these exports to the States will just, you know, raise the cost of those products. Mm-hmm. So even for something like mining, the industry has said, you know, raising the cost of those raw materials actually will also increase the cost of U.S. production. So for something like nickel imports, that just means U.S. manufacturers that use it in steel production, you know, their costs go up too. So it's not just Canadian side that's going to be hit with that. There's kind of a domino effect here that's at play. So
yeah, interesting. So you mentioned mining, we talked about transportation, and you talked about the energy sector as well. So overall, it's a rather complicated picture in terms of Canada's view of NAFTA. How is this playing out in Ottawa? I mean, where does this put Prime Minister Trudeau in terms of what his view is of every time President Trump says something disparaging about the North American Free Trade Agreement?
Well, it seems like so far Trudeau's been fairly conciliatory, you know, has just said they're willing to work with the administration. They're both, you know, both Trudeau and Trump were elected to work on behalf of the middle class. So, you know, he hasn't criticized the president, and it sounds like going into today's meeting is going to be really just underscoring the importance of that relationship, which is obviously super important for the economy and for jobs and for trade. So, you know, obviously need to maintain that relationship with the U.S.
Well, Jen Skerritt is a reporter with Bloomberg News. She's based in Winnipeg. Jen, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.